It's Thursday, the 16th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Sintana Energy announced that the Kapana 1X exploration well in the Orange Basin, which is operated by Chevron subsidiary Harmattan Energy, reached total depth of 25% ahead of schedule, but did not find commercial hydrocarbons. However, valuable geological data was obtained, reinforcing confidence in future exploration efforts under Petroleum Exploration License 90. The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the country's International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin for the month of November 2024, which indicates that the country's exports stood at 12.2 billion and imports at 17.7 billion, resulting in the country's trade deficit of 5.5 billion Namibia dollars. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo.
During November 2024, exports increased by 39% from 8.8 billion recorded in October 2024 and an increase of 4.4% when compared to November 2023. The import value increased by 7.2% when compared to the value recorded in October 2024 and 12.6% when compared to the value of 15.7 billion recorded in November 2023.
South Africa's National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union says it supports Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi in defending the full implementation of the National Health Insurance Act. It follows an article in the City Press claiming that the ANC plans to table a compromise proposal at the first cabinet lekgotla on implementing the NHI. Nehawu's Lwazing Kolonzi.
The article by the City Press forms part of the agenda of those who are hell-bent on stalling the implementation of NHI. Despite the fact that the act went through a series of debates, scrutiny and deliberations which culminated to the president signing the act.
The World Health Organization has warned of a suspected new outbreak of the Ebola-like Marburg virus in northwest Tanzania, saying that at least 8 people have already been killed by the disease. Daniel Johnson from UN News reports.
Kagera in northeast Tanzania is one of 31 regions in the country bordering Rwanda and Burundi. WHO said that the regional risk of Marburg spreading is considered high because of Kagera's strategic location as a transit hub, with significant cross-border movement of the population to Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
And in his traditional New Year's address, setting out the United Nations priorities, the organization's Secretary General Antonio Guterres acknowledged that the global challenges, including the Los Angeles fires and the Ukraine war, but highlighted reasons for cautious optimism in 2025. Guterres emphasized progress such as the ongoing ceasefire in Lebanon, increased global investment in clean energy, and gender equality in education, with girls achieving parity in many regions.
We must never lose sight of hope, and we must work to lift the lid on that hope through action to make it real, to help it spread, sticking to principles, speaking the truth, never giving up.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.